Liberals, there's so many things that liberals just don't get, and they never will. Here's one: bread goes in and toast comes out. How hard can that be? I mean, you take that little bit of herbage and wrap it around the whole world, and you see the liberals are thinking, hey, bread goes in and money comes out. Your money, your bread, and they kind of stand around. Put all that together, that'll take a minute to process. I get it, but there's a message in there. It's kind of like dumb as forever. Canada. They're looking now to deepen their involvement in some country that I can't pronounce the name of, Mali. Let's go with that, M-A-L-I, by sending up to 20 police officers, and they're going to invest $10 million for training. Let's break that down. Firstly, you're sending police officers, which would indicate to me they're already trained, right? I hope. And now you're going to spend $10 million to train them again? How do you do that? Send them to me and I'll train them. And I got to tell you, if you want to send $10 million to me, I got to tell you that I'll probably keep 9.5 of it and go out and, I don't know, get drunk and be somebody, right? I mean, you really get smashed on that. $10 million? I mean, I have a hard time with this. Oh, but I get it. That's why we're broke, Canada. I mean, that's why the taxes are more than 72% with all the hidden taxes and everything else factored in because of this kind of stupid stuff. Brr. Toronto. Gun violence happens in Toronto. Is it gun violence or is it immigrant violence? Typically, it's immigrants, people that have come into the country, and usually it's black people. And if you say that, of course, you're a racist, right? Blacks are killing blacks, and a white guy says it, and we're racist people, blah, 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 blah. The mayor of Toronto saying everybody should give their guns up. Nobody should have a gun, except the policeman. Why? If nobody has a gun, you're going to take them away from everybody. Why let the policemen have guns? That doesn't compute, does it? I mean, you might as well take them too. And then the bad guys will be the only ones with guns. That's dumb talk. That's just dumb talk. Guns have been around forever. They're always going to be here. Good people do good things with guns. Bad people do bad things. When a bad person does bad things, like in Toronto, the good people should be armed. When you see a bad guy, you put the bad guy down. How hard is that to process? Not too hard. Here you got the leader of the NDP party in Canada. That stands for New Democrat Party. That's kind of longhand for commie, right? Because that's what they are. They're so far left, they're falling off the cliff. But the leader now, he's an unelected leader, and he's saying, I don't get paid. And I'm not going to get paid. I'm not going to draw a salary. And I don't intend to ever do that until things significantly improve. How do you do that? I don't believe that for a minute, not one second. He personally contributed $5 to his own election. Five smackers? I mean, why do any? By contrast, Liberal Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the leader of the Conservative Party donated more than $100 a month on a payment plan, I suppose, each month for the year. And the Prime Minister's salary is $350,000 a year, and the leader of the official opposition earns $260,000 a year, and a member of parliament earns $176,000 a year. In addition to that, they have all kinds of little benefits, and I think they get paid for meetings and on and on. But when a guy tells me that he's running a party and he's zipping all over the country and he's having a nice life, and he doesn't take a salary, and he's a socialist guy, I got a bridge for you in Brooklyn. Hey, would you like to buy that? We are raising pride flags on every vessel in the fleet this week to celebrate pride events taking place across British Columbia this summer. We're loud and we're proud. This would be the BC government ferry system. Proper name, ferry, when you kind of equate it to that story, hey? You know, but flags mean something, particularly the rainbow flag. I mean... You know, it's kind of biblical too, right? And rainbows are nice. And now somehow they've been taken from us. They've been given over to this group. And we used to have gay pride days, I guess. And now it's a week. And in some places, I understand it's even 30 days. What's going on? I mean, what about all of the other people that come on these boats, on the ferries? I mean, again, why would you call it? You better change the name and call it a boat now since you're doing the other thing. But what about all the other groups? I'm a gun guy, and in Canada, for instance, where British Columbia, this is where it's happening. In Canada, there's like 2.5 million gun owners that have licenses, and apparently there's another 8 million gun owners in Canada that don't have licenses. So can we have a gun flag flying? I mean, why would we do that? To show support, to show tolerance, to show love, blah. these guys are showing something, and it ain't that. Y'all come back here tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.